A Sense of Balance, written and read by John Howard. For students of politics, particularly in the Western world, 2016 was quite a year. Two events occurred that not only defied most predictions, but also, according to many genuine as well as self-appointed experts, should never have happened. These were the British people's decision to leave the European Union, popularly known as Brexit, and the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States. Although they were two entirely separate events in two different, if historically and politically close, nations, it was convenient for commentators to lump them together. Both were branded as illustrations of unbridled and unacceptable populism. Without putting too fine a point on it, in both cases, the mob had got it wrong. At least that was the rather condescending view of the metropolitan elites. There was at least one fundamental difference between the two events. Trump won in a regular presidential election, whereas Brexit triumphed in a once-in-a-lifetime referendum. Some of those who had opposed the split with the European Union quickly sought refuge in the complicated withdrawal process as a way of frustrating the democratic decision of the British public. Before long, they were calling for another referendum. As someone who followed the campaigns in Britain and the United States closely, I was delighted with Britain's decision to leave the European Union, but had genuinely mixed feelings about Donald Trump's victory. A presidential election always involves a binary choice. In that sense, Trump's win was barely surprising. It was his upset victory in the Republican primaries and his controversial style that gave his election particular moment. In addition, the rejection of Hillary Clinton, who would have been the first female president, was regarded by those who live and breathe identity politics as unforgivable. When Clinton and Trump squared off against each other in 2016, I probably felt, as many did, that American voters were faced with an uninspiring choice. Most would have felt the same when contemplating a choice between Biden and Trump in 2020. In 2012, the choice had been between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, and that contest had seemed of a higher order